Jared, we have AML Josh on the phone asking us to do a forgive and forget.
Okay.
And so we'll have Josh explain. Josh, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here, guys.
Hey, why don't you explain to everybody what is going on and why you are seeking forgiveness?
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
But there's this girl named Nikki that I have been seeing for a while. I heard her kind of bad, and I think if I called her, she probably wouldn't answer the phone, but I do feel like I need to get my side of the story out.
Okay. Well, just so you know, you gave me all of her info, and we actually do, because he said in the email he didn't think that Nikki was going to pick up.
Right, yeah.
But we do have her on the phone, Josh. The way our Forgive and Forgets work is that you get to tell your side of the story, and Nikki gets to hear it, and then we get to hear her side of it. So we do actually have her on the phone. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Thanks for telling me. I am here to apologize and try to make things right. I met Nikki about a year ago. I came on kind of strong because I wasn't really trying to be alone at the time. I had recently been dumped actually for a guy at my work. And so over the course of dating Nikki, you know, I told her I loved her, and we talked about a future together and all of that. And honestly, I could have sworn I was over my ex. A lot of my friends might have said something different, but being with Nikki kind of helped me to stay present and stay away from those feelings that were hard to deal with.
So you thought you were over your ex?
Yeah, I did. You know, I did. Yeah.
When you say that you were dumped for a girlfriend, dumped you for someone at her office?
At my office, actually, not her office.
Okay.
Yeah. So
small
she
world,
dumped
huh?
me for one of my coworkers. Yes. Yeah, small
wow,
world,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. But because things are the way that they are, my ex actually ended up back in the picture. And instead of being honest, I panicked, I pulled away and ended things with Nikki. In retrospect, I know I used someone's feelings just to kind of fill a hole. I really feel like I did hurt Nikki just because I wanted to make myself better. And now that I'm saying this all out loud, I don't even know if it's forgiveness that I need as much as it is just to acknowledge this so I can kind of move forward and, you know, be better next time, mm-hmm. if that makes sense to y'all.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so are you with your ex right now? I mean, like, are you two together or is this like a revelation?
Well, it was, we didn't officially get back together. The short answer is no, she is once again, no longer in the picture. We just kind of talked a little bit, went on a couple of dates, but you know, that was really it.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, we do have Nikki on the phone. Good morning, Nikki. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I would say glad to be here, but Josh can go f*** himself.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, and welcome
right.
to the show.
Jeez.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Nikki, so, I mean, is this like how you feel like you, I mean, is that how the story goes to you?
I mean, okay, first of all, let me just say that I am so mad at myself for falling for this textbook boy bull. Sorry about the French.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Actually, I'm not sorry. Josh is like the kind of guy that I think will always be alone or just move, like be like a serial monogamist from relationship to relationship because he uses people to make himself feel better and doesn't give a shit about anybody else but himself.
Now, Josh did say that he thought at the time that he was with you that, I mean, Josh, are you being honest? Like you had good intentions when you met her. Like you really thought you were over your ex, like you didn't expect.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, I did feel
I don't even want to hear. I don't even want to hear him. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
No,
so
that's also
no.
true.
Mm-hmm. Like I just like if you look up love bombing in the dictionary, there's Josh's picture. I think that the terminology was created because of like him. Like, I know he never stopped talking to his ex. I had friends that told me to stay away, and I just didn't listen, and now I feel like a total idiot.
So, well, I didn't mean to screw with you. I didn't mean to with your feelings. You know, I was really
your words just don't mean anything. Your words mean nothing. And you know what? Even if they
I'm
did mean something, it's like there's got
to
be like some weird ass meaning behind it. Like, your ex is probably listening, thinking that you're a changed man. I'm good. I'm over it.
Well, I hope she's not listening. I'm just trying to explain that, you know, I wasn't trying to mess with your feelings. You know, I was just trying to move forward, you know, from a situation.
So basically you were using me to get over her. That's the whole thing in a summation. So
in retrospect, yeah, you know, I'm here to
okay,
say,
okay, well,
sorry.
That's enough. That's all I need to know. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I can't expect your forgiveness. Cause I, you know, that was, me that was really stupid.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm glad
you
acknowledged it, and I love a better person for the next girl you screw with.
Are your intentions here to try to get back
with Nikki? Because
with Nikki?
Yeah, because now your ex is gone too.
Or you just want to clear the air?
I clear the air. You know, Nikki clearly respects herself. And
he
yeah.
says that as if it's like a bad thing. I mean, no offense, Josh, but come
no.
on.
It's not a bad
thing.
Maybe
look for a girl that doesn't respect herself next time.
I did something really stupid, and, you know, someone who has...
You're trying to give yourself closure. You're trying to give yourself closure. Let's face facts.
I mean, hopefully both of us closure, but...
So this is my closure, and I just want to say thank you, guys. I love listening to you, and you guys are great. I appreciate it. But I do know you're going to go to the listeners and ask them what they think if I should forgive Josh. And here's my answer.
Okay, I figured, and she just hung up. I figured
okay.
that was probably it. Okay, well, we can. We certainly can, Josh, if you're interested. And
yeah.
you know, if our listeners think that you do deserve forgiveness.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you guys trying to help.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.